Valley in Canada.
When the Lord Jesus saw this great multitude, he was moved with compassion for them, and he healed their sick.
A look into the Word.
Hello, everybody. Pastor McPatton. Glad you tuned into this program, A Look into the Word. You know, the Word of God says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Tune in to One Love Radio every day for inspirational and life-changing international messages. For testimonies on how these international programs have impacted your life, you can send a message to 0977-336085 or 0761-700-700.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
To the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio to present it. My name is Mumbai Tailash. The headlines. Works on Sinoma Nakanga feeder road in Kafue underway. Concerned citizen calls on parents and guardians to train up children in the way they should grow. In international headlines, Israeli forces kill 67 Palestinians seeking aid in northern Gaza. And in sports, the goalkeeper signs with CSKA after a long injury spell. Now the news in detail. A concerned citizen has called on parents and guardians to train up their children in the way they should grow and not wait on the law and human rights as they are destroying children. Speaking on One Love Radio's Kickstart Breakfast Show, Mr. Bennett has bemoaned the moral degradation in the youths in the nation and has noted that lack of discipline from guardians is the main cause. He has stated that children brought up in a godly manner cannot commit murder and other atrocities such as sexual misconduct.
Ama human rights kuvantu abayiche yachiramo insambusha abana osho abapera kuuteko shachiramo kwebati keti mva kontrol yabana ngawaranda kokumwana nechikutukwa uromuone chevasikana vatu vakopa queen yankoje mukarangana chema yakati mayakati chabi mumuto autuke uli mwamuna ni mukazi bonze fijangwe vienda so hivi charo chenda chionongwe kangoje na my human rights ayemene bare tako ma please my parent musamverere charo murungu anakamba puzisa mwana wako 1 Timothy chapter 3 na mwevi ikamba tingati muntu afuna ngara ida mucheche ayambirire kunyumba kwake kwa mene acho kusunga bwino va nyumba yake bana vake wamenara ndira bantu bwino bwino ndipe azaendo kachita shani kusogorera mupingo noti pa nyumba bantu zapunza ngara bwino zapunza bwino bana vake zapunza banji bana vake wako cheche so wanko jie human rights ya chiramu
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority ZPPA has officially been issued under statutory instrument SI number 45 of 2025 under the Public Procurement Preference and Reservation Schemes Regulations 2025. Speaking in a statement, Zambia Public Procurement Authority Principal Officer Public Relations Inutu Mushambatwa says the SI was signed by the Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbeko Musokotwani, Kisumu on 25th June 2025. Ms. Mushambatwa says the public procurement preference and reservation scheme regulations shall apply to all public procurements where bids are solicited from target groups. She says procurements conducted under open national bidding shall be limited to citizen and local bidders, except the citizen bidders shall be given priority in the evaluation of bids in accordance with Section 39(2) of the Public Procurement Amendment Act No. 17 of 2023. The non-governmental organization Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, Care for Nature and Future Preneur Zambia have launched the Earthworks project to raise awareness about pollution affecting the Kafue and Lufuu rivers on the Copa Belt. The initiative began with a grassroots engagement in Mukombo Ward in Chief Lupama's area of Lufuanyama District of Northern Province. Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, Youth and Children Programs Coordinator Dalitso Mvula says the 6 months project is justified by the urgent need for coordinated civil society action to ensure justice for affected communities, demand corporate accountability, as well as prevent future disasters. Ms. Mvula says regulatory failures, weak enforcement mechanisms, and inadequate corporate responsibility framework contributed to this crisis. She noted that without sustained pressure from organized civil societies, there is little prospect for meaningful redemption, compensation, or policy reform. Meanwhile, Futurepreneur Zambia Executive Director Martin Walia Kampamba states that the organization is committed to enlightening citizens on their environmental rights as well as encouraging accountability in the stewardship of natural resources such as water and land. Mr. Kampamba says the project seeks to verify pollution claims, understand its impact on human and wildlife, and explore preventive measures to avoid similar disasters in the future. And the NGOs have called on the Lufuanyama Town Council to allocate resources from the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, particularly the disaster response component, to support borehole construction for safer water access. And Care for Nature Programs Officer Valerie Malenga Matete reaffirmed the organization's commitment to assisting communities along polluted rivers and stressed the need for solutions grounded in first-hand experiences. Government, through the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services, has launched the Social Protection Week with a call to promote inclusive development and reduce poverty and inequality. The Social Protection Week, spearheaded by the Ministry in collaboration with the United Nations and cooperating partners, will run from July 21st to 25th, 2025, under the theme Life Cycle Approach, Leaving No One Behind. Ministry Permanent Secretary Angela Kawandami has since reiterated government's commitment to implementing social protection programs aimed at improving the welfare and livelihood of the poor and vulnerable. Ms. Kawandami cited the recent launch of the revised National Social Protection Policy, which adopts a life cycle approach, ensuring that risks and vulnerabilities are addressed systematically and efficiently across different stages of life. The life cycle approach aims to create resilience among populations and ensure that social benefits to the life cycle stages are accurately matched, leaving no one behind. The Permanent Secretary has therefore urged members of the public to take part in the commemorations by actively participating in radio and TV discussions.